Well, girls and boys, you have now been enrolled into the Boys' Brigade and the Girls' Brigade here in this church. You've been enrolled into a great organization, and I trust that you're proud of your company, proud of your organizations. Whenever we were working in Nigeria, we had Boys' Brigade and Girls' Brigade, so it's a worldwide organization. It's not just something you have here in First of Hockle or something in Northern Ireland. And it was tremendous just to see the way that the Boys' Brigade and the Girls' Brigade were such a great organization worldwide. I trust that school that you'll be able to share with all our girls and boys each week and encourage them. And also I often say that if whenever you are looking for a job later on in your life, that if you have been on your CV, that you've been with the Boys' Brigade or the Girls' Brigade, that is always an asset to you and a help to you in later on in life. Now, I want you to look at your hands. Well, what do you see? Clean. Clean hands. Smooth hands. Like mum, you know, who uses a fairy liquid. Or rough hands, like a man who does rough work. So I have a few pictures with me. Is your hands ever like that? Yes. Or like that? I hope you don't go to the dinner table and eat your meal with hands like that again. And then, of course, we have big hands. And then we have a small hand. If you're a little brother or sister or a little baby in the family, you see the way that they have a very small hand that they grant. Hands are the most important part of our body. We use our hands more than any other part of the body. And I know that some of you maybe use your tongue a lot, don't you? Whenever you're small, you're told to keep quiet because you're caught always talking. Isn't that right? Yes, of course it is. You're always talking and you're told to keep to listen. And then when you get older, then you don't want to talk because you get so self-conscious of yourself. We use our hands to get dressed in the morning. We use our hands to eat our food. We use our hands to play with. We use our hands to work the computer with. And we use our hands for so many things in life. But also we use our hands to welcome people. And here we have a little boy stretching out his hand to welcome people. And of course we have two men here shaking hands. Whenever you come into church there, you have someone at the door standing to welcome you. And this is the way we have of welcoming other. At least in our culture. All our cultures, they may give them a kiss on the cheek or whatever. But in our culture, we welcome all of with hands. And of course, a little boy and a girl welcoming each other by the shaking of hands. I think you know who that lady is. Who's that? Kate Middleton, yes. Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge. And there she's shaking hands with some children. And, of course, they're so delighted in years to come to be able to say they shook hands with the Duchess. And then, of course, these two gentlemen are well known. And this was taken the day that they entered into the Parliament, after the general election. We have David Cameron, the Prime Minister, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, as they entered Downing Street for the first time as a coalition government. And then we have another famous man here, Alex Salmond. Alex Salmond, of course, was the former, I have to say former now, First Minister of Scotland with the Prime Minister, David Cameron. And here we have another very famous man and a very famous lady. Who are they? Yes, the US President, Barack Obama, and with the Queen, they're shaking hands. And here we have another very famous handshake whenever the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, welcomed the Queen to Northern Ireland. I wonder if you have ever shook hands with someone who's important in that way. Now, we learn many lessons from studying hands of people in the Bible. Way back in the book of Genesis, we read that Cain and Abel. And we read that God accepted Abel's sacrifice, but not Cain's. And we find that Cain had jealous hands. He had angry hands. I wonder, do you ever have angry hands or jealous hands, as we see here? I trust that no member of the Girls' Brigade or the Boys' Brigade will be able to show those type of hands, an angry hand. You remember at Easter time, on Palm Sunday, crowds came with welcoming hands. They laid down their coats and palm branches for Jesus and for the donkey. Yes, those welcoming hands were so pleased to see Jesus and welcome him into Jerusalem. But things changed very quickly, and we find there was a betraying hands of Judas. He received 30 pieces of silver for betraying Jesus to the high priest. And what an awful thing to do. And I trust that no girl or boy has betraying hands. You betray a friend. You betray someone close to you. And we find that Judas, whenever he found out that he had betrayed hands, he realized that he had done something wrong. He was guilty. And so he got a basin of water and he washed his hands and he said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." Of course, he wasn't innocent because he betrayed Jesus. He was not innocent in that way. I wonder what we should say about our hands, for we find all kinds of hands in the Bible. We find jealous hands, we find angry hands, we find loving hands, we find kind hands, we find welcoming hands, we find guilty hands. And I wonder, as members of the Boys' Brigade and the Girls' Brigade, how would you describe your hands? How would you describe your hands in school tomorrow or in your life about? Now we find the most amazing pair of hands written about in the Bible. And there we find that Jesus said, "Look at my hands and my feet. Look at my hands and my feet." Now, we do not know what the hands of Jesus looked like physically, but here we're reminded that we are to look at his hands and see what happened there. We see the way, there are many lessons that we can learn from them. First of all, we can say they were healing hands. And of course, those scripture readings that we had there today remind us of those healing hands. Jesus could heal. And in our scripture readings, we're told of how he healed a blind man. And we're told how he healed someone with a disease of leprosy. The way that Jesus was able to heal so many people. He healed those who were cripples and those who could not walk so that they were able to walk again. And the daughter of Jairus had died, and we're told that Jesus took her by the hand and said, "Daughter, rise and walk." And she was raised to life again. And was able to join the family for a meal again. Therefore, as we see the healing hands of Jesus, we're reminded that so many people, mums and dads and boys and girls, need to be touched by those healing hands of Jesus. As the hymn puts it, "He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole." You see, some people are blind and cannot see their way to heaven. Other people are deaf to hear Jesus speaking and calling them. There are those who are dumb, and that is that their mouths have never been opened to confess him or to sing his praise. Others are dead in their sins and need the spiritual life that Jesus can give, like Jairus' daughter, who required physical life. So we see those wonderful healing hands of Jesus. I wonder, have you ever, even through though you're young, called on those healing hands of Jesus to heal you of the sin in your life and to give you a new life? So we have the healing hands of Jesus. And then we can say there is the able hands of Jesus. What can we say about those able hands? We can say that he is able to save. In Hebrews 7 and 25, we read, he is able to save to the uttermost. That is, no matter who we are, no matter where we live, no matter what situation we find ourselves, Jesus is able to heal. He is able to save us. On one occasion, when Jesus and the disciples were out in the sea, you remember, a storm rose up, and Peter shouted, and he began to sink. And he said, Jesus stretched out his hand and he was able to save him. And so Peter was rescued from sinking. And today there are many who need Jesus to rescue them from the perishing of sin. But Jesus is able, just I'm waiting to prove he's able to save them. Jesus can also guide us through life. A young man was climbing in the Switzerland along there, and the guy came with a guide. And when he came to a very dangerous point in the mountain, his courage began to fail him. And the guide turned around and he said to him, "Look at those hands." He says, "Those hands have never lost anyone yet." And so with that, the young man was encouraged to continue the journey in the Alps with the guide. Yes, those hands of Jesus are able to rescue us no matter where we find ourselves. The able hands are able to guide us no matter how lost we feel we are. Lost in this world, those able hands are able to rescue us. Those hands of Jesus can help those whenever we're tempted to do wrong. He is able at all times and give us the strength to overcome the temptations that we have. And so it's wonderful to be able to know that there are able hands out there. And no matter who you are, no matter what situation you find yourselves, there are hands there who are able to lift you. Hands are able to save you. Hands are able to guide you. Hands are able to lead you in the journey of life together. And so we have the able hands of Jesus. We have the healing hands of Jesus. And then we have the nailed hands of Jesus. One of the most important days in the history of the world, Jesus was taken and nailed to a cross. And those nailed hands are a reminder that he suffered so much for us. If we doubt God's love, just look at those nailed hands of Jesus. On one occasion, a little girl used to look at her mother's hands. One was lovely and smooth, and the other was gnarled and very badly scarred. The little girl always looked at the good hand and kissed it, but never at the scarred hand. Then one day, however, the mother told her that she had rescued her baby girl whenever her bedroom caught fire, and that was how the hand became scarred. And immediately the little girl took the marked hand, the scarred hand, and held it to her lips and kissed it repeatedly again and again. He said, "Oh, Mommy, I love your scarred hands." The nailed hands of Jesus show that what he suffered for us. And sometimes we just think of these things at Easter time, but we should think often of what Christ has done for us. Jesus Christ went to the cross. He was nailed on that cruel cross so that we might live, and so that we might enter heaven, and that we might know his blessing upon us. And so we have the healing hands of Jesus. We have the able hands of Jesus. We have the nailed hands of Jesus. But then there's something else we can say about them. There is the directing hands of Jesus. Whenever you want to go somewhere, yeah, someone points you and shows you the way. And Jesus says, "I am the way." He was able to show us the way to heaven, for he is the way. Life is very difficult for us all. We need a light to shine on our pathway, and Jesus is that light. We need someone to follow, and if we follow Jesus, he will lead us and not lead us astray. And there we're told, "I am the good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Yes, those directing hands of Jesus. "I am the way. I am the light. I am the pathway. I am the good shepherd." And I trust that we will be seeing once again that the directing hands of Jesus is the thing that can take us through life and through difficulties in life, and will one day direct us and point us and show us the way to heaven and to peace with God. We have the healing hands, we have the able hands, we have the nailed hands, we have the directing hands. And then finally we have the serving hands of Jesus. On one occasion, Jesus said, "I am among you as he that serveth." Jesus was prepared to serve. He was prepared to wash the disciples' feet. No one can take a lower place than he did. For this example, he taught his followers, "Do we give a helping hand?" On one occasion, a well-known famous evangelist, D.L. Moody, invited a number of well-known English preachers to Chicago to the USA, and he found himself in a problem. Outside the bedroom door, everyone had placed their shoes. For you see, it was a custom in those days, so that they would be clean for them. And in the morning, they would go out and open the door and find their shoes nice and shiny and polished. Mr. Moody asked the students to clean them, but they all refused. But in the morning, however, every guest preacher found his shoes beautifully polished, for Mr. Moody himself did it. Will we follow the example of Jesus by using our hands to serve others? The story is told that during the bombing of a city in World War II, a large statue of Jesus Christ was severely damaged. Whenever the townsfolk found the statue among the rubble, they mourned because it had been a beloved symbol of their faith and of God's presence in their lives. Experts were able to repair most of the statue, but its hands had been damaged so severely that they could not be restored. Some people suggested that they might hire a sculptor to make new hands, but others wanted to leave it as it was. And so a permanent reminder of the tragedy of the war. Unfortunately, the statue remained without hands. However, the people of the city added the base to the statue of Jesus Christ, a sign with these words, "You are my hands." And so that would remind the public and remind all who looked at that statue that we are the hands of Jesus. He has no hands but our hands. He has no feet but our feet to go and to share and to tell others. And so there's a great lesson in this story for each and every one of us. When we think of the Savior, do we picture him with hands outstretched, reaching out to comfort and to heal and to bless and to love? So many people have never been told about Jesus. Someone needs to go and tell. So many people need help. Will we go and help? Do we have willing hands to help others? And so, boys and girls, we've been thinking about the hands of Jesus. And we've been thinking of those healing hands. Will we allow those hands and ask those hands to heal us from the disease of sin? For the disease of sin is much more serious than the disease of blindness or of leprosy or of lameness or whatever. But we have all got a disease, that disease of sin. And there's only one who can help us, and that is Jesus Christ. He has got able hands. Do we trust those able hands to help us through the journey of life? We do not need to go on our own strength. When there's someone there to guide us, there's someone there to lift us, there's someone who's got the ability to do these things for us. And then we have the nailed hands. Do we love those nailed hands? Those scarred hands show us the love of Jesus and what he has done for us. And we have the directing hands. Have we followed the way of those hands? Those hands say that I am the way. I am your guide. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And we have the serving hands. Jesus set us an example in serving, and that is something that we should follow. And surely as members of the Boys' Brigade and as members of the Girls' Brigade, especially should we have serving hands. So as members of the GB and the BB, the next time you look at your hands, just think of those hands of Jesus and to think of the way that what those hands can do for us in our daily lives. But surely there's a lesson for each and every one of us here today. Shackled by a burden, a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met the blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I will shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Ah, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Can we say that? Have we allowed the touch of the Savior's hand to change our lives and to make us new? And so as Boys' Brigade, and as Girl Brigade, We go forward with Jesus by our side. Let us pray. Eternal God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for those hands of Jesus. We thank you for those healing hands. We thank you for those able hands. We thank you for those directing hands. We thank you for those serving hands. And so we come before you this day and thank you for those wonderful hands of Jesus. And we pray that today that we might come to the Savior and that we might know him as our own and personal Savior, the one who can change lives, the one who can make us new, the one who can transform us, the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And so may we be willing to go and follow the hands of Jesus and know that one day that he has prepared a place for us and that we will go to that place and that home that has been prepared. So be with us now, we pray, and help us to seek to serve you and help us to know the blessed hands of Jesus upon our lives. For we ask it all in our Savior's name. Amen.